Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into Psalm 148. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for what a blessing it is to praise you, to sit at your feet, and to learn from you. God, we pray that as we read your word this morning, you might minister to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 148. Let's go ahead and pull it up here. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail with snow and clouds. Stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a beautiful psalm we have in front of us today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this in? C, what are we called to do in response to these verses? So what is this psalm about? Oh, praise the Lord, right? It's a command multiple times here. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. Praise Yahweh, right? Praise the Lord. And then just to make sure that this wasn't just like, oh, this little tiny sliver of people or this little tiny bit of creation. No, everything declares the glory of God. This is the beauty that this psalm gives us. Notice what it says first. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, his hosts, right? It's all the angels in heaven, all the mighty beings. We remember those angels as we think about the stories like in the Old Testament where they killed, one angel killed 120,000 Assyrians. I mean, this is incredible stuff. These are these amazing spiritual beings, and they praise God. We think of Isaiah chapter 6, where he's in the throne room of God, and there seated upon the throne is the Holy One of Israel. And the seraphim are there with their six wings, with two covering their eyes, and with two covering their feet, and with two they're flying, and they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy," day and night. Right, and the glory of God's robe fills the temple. Right, the angels declare God is glorious. They praise him day and night. Interestingly, when Jesus Christ is announced by the archangel to those shepherds, it says that a host of the heavenly angels came and they sang in their choir, right? This is the beauty of the King coming. Indeed, it's not just the angels in heaven, but it's everybody, it's everything, right? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He commanded, he made the sun, he made the moon, he made the stars, and they declare his glory. And it goes through in the following verses 7 through 12, and it goes through in the order of creation, right? And it says, everything created declares his glory. Look, you great sea creatures in the depths, praise the Lord from the earth, fire, hail, snow, and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling the word, mountains and all hills, right? There, the majesty of the Rocky Mountains, the amazing glory of the Himalayas declares, points to the power and glory of their creator, God himself. fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. All the created order declares God's glory, praises him. But it's not just them, not just the inanimate and the creatures, but it's also humans. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children. Everyone, praise the Lord. From the grassroots to the throne room, from the assembly line to the Oval Office, all judges, all senators, all peoples, old men and little children should have their mouths filled with the praise of God. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heavens and the earth, and he has exalted the horn of his people. Right? This is the beauty that God is glorious. The praise of all his saints, of all the children of Israel, people near to him, praise the Lord. This is what we're called to do. I'm just going to say, go ahead and let me know down in the comments what you think is the best verse to summarize this. See, calling, what are we called to do? Praise the Lord. Praise him. Sing his praises. Go to him and tell him in prayer, Lord, you are magnificent and glorious. When you go out, this is just me talking here. We live in such a scientific age that I often don't think of the world with a God entranced view of all things. But when I see the majesty of the sunrise, we should stop and praise God. When we see the beauty of the snowfall, we should stop and praise God. When we see children, we should praise God for the gift of life. When we see the mountain peaks, we should praise God. When we see the corn starting to sprout up, we should praise God. All these beautiful mundane things in our life are meant to declare the glory of our God. So often, if you're like me, I live as a practical atheist. In my heart, I know there's a God and I praise him. But every time I get into my car, do I praise him that I'm alive? Every time I open my eyes in the morning, do I praise him that he gave me a day of life? Every time I see the little mundane, beautiful things in this world, do I praise God for who he is and what he's created? That's what he's made us to be, to see his glory displayed in all things and to praise him, for he is our master and our maker. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, you are our master and our maker. We do praise you, for you are great. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. The heavens declare your glory. The earth every day displays your majesty. Father, you are our King and you are our God, and we praise you alone. Father, we pray that you would lift up our hearts to you and that we would love you with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may you see the beauty of God's glory as you live your life today, and may you praise him all the days of your life. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.